Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday Action Workshop, our Silver Express Action Workshop. And this is where we get together as a team and go over the basics. We use the Eric Worre GoPro book, The 7 Basic Skills to Become a Master, to become a professional at network marketing. And they're really pretty simple skills, but just going over them. And today we're going to be talking about how to invite people to take a look at what we do, at our products, at our wellness home, at how to earn income. First, I'm going to start with announcements. And Dave Johnson, on his call today, is going to have his guest speaker is going to be Ron D'Amico, who has had exceptionally awesome product experiences. And so that'll be a great call to be on. Plus, Ron has a YouTube. You can just look up, go to YouTube and write Ron D'Amico. It's D'Amico. And so I go to YouTube and I put in Nikan and Ron D'Amico, and it's just 8 minutes, but it's really, he just had amazing product experience. He got his health back, and so that's a great thing to share with people. Brody, and then this Monday is going to be Ben Woodward on Dave's call. And Dave is, I think he's got it squared away with Ben, that Ben's going to be on every Monday, or at least almost every Monday, unless, you know, he's playing or something like that. So that's pretty amazing. That's awesome. And, you know, if you're not able to be on Dave's calls live, you go to his website, magneticleaders.com. And anyway, they're in there. They're in the sound. That, what is it, SoundCloud?
Yeah, this is soundcloud.com, and then just look for Magnetic Leaders.
So they're all available, and great things to listen to while you're exercising or driving around in your car, and to share with people. We're going to talk about that this morning a little bit, how important it is to share testimonials. That's what attracts people's attention almost more, you know, facts, not really. It's the stories that stick with people. People can go to a presentation and they'll walk away, and after a day or so, usually the only thing they remember are the stories about people. So we got to make sure that we're using more testimonials.
An easy way to remember that is some people say facts tell and stories sell, and that'll help you remember which fact.
I just be talking about facts all the time. That just kind of, you know, goes over people's heads. later, once they're interested, facts can be important. Brody Crane, he just, on Wednesday, he did that bone health on Zoom, and that is, I don't have the link for it yet, but Dave Johnson said that it was, it was recorded, and it's going to be on YouTube. But, you know, that is a tremendous resource for us to use. He went through his PowerPoint and shared amazing, really good information, really good. And then the Salt Lake City event coming up, you know, July 11th and 12th. And Ben Woodward will be there. Lots of diamonds and royal diamonds will be there. We'll be there. There's a free wellness preview the night before with Ben Woodward. So, you know, if you know people in the Salt Lake City area, I mean, if you're close to it, be there yourself and bring people. But if you're, you know, if you know people, get a hold of us, and we could meet up with them for you. And then San Antonio, you guys, it's getting here fast. October, I know it's not until October 22nd, but the 5-block tickets where you get the 5 tickets and then you get 1 or 2 free depending on how many people are on your distributorship are almost sold out. And the hotels, the ones that are closest to the event, Nikan has blocks of tickets, blocks of rooms for a discount price, and they're, the closest ones are almost gone. So you want to get your hotels booked, get your tickets if you haven't done that yet, because this will be a pivotal event. It's an international event. Lots of people are coming from the other countries. There'll be lots of new products and announcements. That's definitely going to be one to be at. And the next Saturday, you guys, we're moving back up to Washington State for the summertime, and I think we might need help on our Saturday call. Anyway, we'll call you guys. We'll find somebody to help us out with that call.
We'll probably get home about midnight.
Midnight, and then our car will be 6 in the morning, and we won't have internet. Just a few things like that. So we'll have our cell phones, so we could probably do it, but having help would be really good. Today we're going to be talking about inviting, the gateway skills to invite. And so the homework is going to be to invite 10 people this week. You can invite 2 a day or 10 all at once, whatever. I know some of you that are doing 21 clubs are doing more than that. But let's really focus on inviting people. And we're going to be going over that here in just a minute. Last week, the homework for the action workshop was to do 3-way calls, to do ABC calls. And we watched that short video with
Brian
Carruthers, who's amazingly successful in network marketing, has a huge, huge team, something like 400,000 people. So,
and he says if you want to double, triple, quadruple the size of your business, do 3-way calls on a regular basis every day. And I had a few 3-way calls, but I'd love for everyone who sponsors somebody to do a 3-way call with us. Introduce them to your upline.
And when you sponsor a new person, introduce them to us, show them our picture, let's do a phone call. You know, if you can't hook up with us right when you first call us, just leave the information, the phone number and time, and we can call the new person. Call some of your other team members, your other upline. Dave Johnson, I mean, probably want to do 2 or 3 at least.
Yeah.
So that the person really feels that, you know, they're part of a team, part of a community, that they're connected.
Your immediate upline, of course, it'd be nice for them to know, but it's nice for them to know the ones a little farther up. So.
Or the ones that are close by that are going to be at the meetings that they come to. So back to 3-way calls, there's 3 main types. One is when you are talking to new people, prospecting, recruiting, is to do a 3-way call with an A. So you're the B, your prospect's the C, and you do 1, 2, and A. So we had several of those of you that are in 21 Club. And then the welcome ones, welcome to the team. And then the 3rd type is to invite to an event. So like these upcoming events in Salt Lake City, the Humans Being More, to the big convention in San Antonio. Let's be doing lots of these 3-way calls. It's just much more powerful when we do it like that than just you inviting people. So both of those things for homework this week. Okay, let's talk about, one more thing. I want to talk about the 21 Club, and our goal is to have 30 in our team this month in May, and so far we have 13 commitments, people that are either already started in their 21 Club or are going to start in May. And we have quite a few people that are talking about it still. The ones that are doing it or are committed to do it this month is Gloria, Paula, Melissa, Cindy. What, maybe I should say a last name. Gloria Snyder, Paula.
Shalabi. Or Shalabi.
Well, some of my guests I don't know. Melissa's last name I don't know. Cindy Weiss-Carver, Pam Barnes, Nancy, Clyde, David, and Janet Anderson, David Brooks, Jillian Patton, Linda Greenwood, Kathleen, Patricia Van Gelder, and Terry Kinghorn. And so congratulations to you guys. I mean, you know, it's getting in action. It's making that commitment, taking the first step. So for the rest of you that have told us that you're probably going to do one, let's just get it scheduled and get started. So, okay, we're going to talk about inviting, the gateway skill in network marketing, and that's because if we don't invite somebody.
We'll go back to 21 Club. How about people that are active in the 21 Club right now or, you know, their intention to have some volume, like Dave and Jan Anderson, do you want them to share now or do you want to wait till later?
Maybe let's wait a little bit.
Okay.
We've got a lot.
Hang on, guys.
We've got a lot to do here on inviting still. Okay, so the gateway skill in network marketing, because, I mean, think about it. If we don't, a couple things that I'm thinking about. You know, everyone deserves to know about NECAN, about the products, right? About network marketing, a way that you can have extra income a little bit of income, a whole lot of income. You can have a whole freedom lifestyle. I mean, everyone deserves to know about that, right? And if we don't tell them, they might never learn about it. And if somebody else tells them, then they might be in somebody else's team, and then we probably will feel bad about that, right? So Dave Johnson is always saying, if we don't ask, the answer is always no. And so just, you know, just use that to impel ourselves to just get into conversation with people. Just ask people to take a look. And I think it's a sports person. I think it's Wayne Gretzky, and he says, I miss 100% of the shots I don't take. So, again, just little thoughts to help propel us into action and not put it off. So invite, you know, you can invite to meet up for coffee. You can invite to come over to your home, like, you know, for a potluck, for a wellness get-together. You can invite people onto an online event. To read the four-year career, there's a lot of things that we can invite to. And I'd like to share a couple of recent ones. Let's see. Pam Barnes just did a successful 21 club. Now, you guys, successful meeting the qualifications with me, Ken. All 21 clubs are successful because they get you into action doing the things that we need to do to build our business and doing the things that as we duplicate them throughout our team will grow, you know, so it's the key thing that we really need to be doing. So all 21 clubs are successful. We might not get the volume and get the $250 cash reward the first time, but Pat Mack shared on several calls that, you know, if you just keep rolling your 21 clubs forward, you just, the second one, the third one, you're definitely going to get the, you know, be successful through NECAN and get the $250 cash. But that is a tiny reward compared to the big reward. It's building your network. It's building your skills. It's setting a duplicable pattern for you and your team to follow.
It's having fun by getting into action.
Absolutely. And it gives you that little, you know, it gives you that little push to just do it and get it, you know, do it now. So Pam Barnes just did one, and I'm going to share Pam, are you on? No. I think she's in San Diego, actually, right this minute. I'm going to share her script. Now, Pam invited 21 people. Actually, she might have invited more than that, but she invited enough that she got 21 that met with her. And it was from her cool market. I mean, it was people that she knew, but she didn't know well. You know, we call our closer friends and family our warm market. These were people that she knew from. She's been a dental hygienist, and she belongs to some networking, like BNI, you know, a networking group from church, people that she knew but she doesn't know well. And so here's her script.
And you sent this out to everybody?
I don't think I have, but I'm going to.
Okay.
Okay, so she said, so I'm going to say, hi, Jack. This is Pam Barnes. If you remember, we met at the BNI Mixer last week, you know, last Tuesday. I enjoyed getting to hear your story. You know, so you insert there, I enjoyed getting to hear what business you're in, or I enjoyed getting to hear about your family. So, you know, remember something, jot down little notes so that when you call up people, you have something to say. I enjoyed hearing about your family and the vacation you just went on or whatever it is. Well, I mentioned that I am a lifestyle extension specialist, a relatively new career for me, but a wonderful extension to my dental hygiene profession. The company that I choose to represent is in a huge worldwide expansion. I don't know if you would be interested in how I help people, but I guarantee you know people who are looking for what I offer. Life extension begins at birth, and this company, NECAN, is a 5A1 Dun & Bradstreet rated corporation, and it has solutions to so many health issues that we are challenged with in today's world. You might be interested, and you might not be interested. That's okay. And I just, you know, I would appreciate getting together. I'd appreciate 30 minutes of your time. When would you have time for a cup of coffee? Or, you know, she might insert lunch or dinner. Or with the weather so nice, we could meet at the park and get some outside time, so that I might briefly share what my business is and I can hear more about yours. And then she adds, here's a little side note. Many times NECAN will fit nicely into their business. Don't assume that it will, but say something like, this might be a good addition to your massage business as well. Do you keep your mind open for new ideas? And then you set, you know, what location is most convenient for them, for you, and maybe give them a couple choices like Starbucks, or, you know. And then would you like to meet during your work day or evening? So you set the appointment and then say thank you. Have a fantastic rest of your day. And so you know, that's pretty simple, and that worked, obviously. I mean, Pam just did it, and so it's very current. And I will send this out. You guys can tweak it so that you can use it. The other one, Ruth Lowe sent me hers, and she also has done recently, well, back in January with Barb Hubbard. They both did a successful, you know, quote unquote, they got the cash with me, Ken, and the seniors in the volume, you know, three first level seniors, and it's 6,000 PGV. So they met all the requirements. And then she just recently did one a couple weeks ago with Margie. And here are two of the things that she said. Like, if she's inviting people over to her home, she says, I would like to invite you for a potluck I am having at my house. It is a time for fellowship for people who are into learning about good health. It is very casual, and there's always great food. Come and learn and bring your family and friends. We always have a good time. So that's pretty simple, right? Just invite people over to your house for a potluck and fellowship with people that are into learning about good health. And then for additional appointments for the 21 Club, I go through my name list and I call people and ask them to meet at a coffee shop. I say something like, I would like to get together with you for a cup of coffee to find out more about what you do and share with you what I do. So that can be like people from chamber and networking groups. If it's moms from school or church, I ask for us to do coffee to get to know each other better. You know, I'd like to get together with you so we can just get to know each other better. So, you know, that, again, that's pretty simple and easy. And that led to two successful 21 Club, and so I'll send that out too. And I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, that's pretty cool, right? That's just nice and simple and easy. So let's see. We have people right now that are on the call that are that have sponsored people this month. So maybe you guys can share what you said to invite them. I see
Julie Matt.
Julie Matt, you've just sponsored two people. Would you like to share some of the things that you said, you know, to invite them to take a look when you first invited them to take a look at NECAN?
Sure. Actually, the two people I sponsored are kind of, they come as a parcel. I met them through one the other, actually. One of them is my pet sitter, who has fibromyalgia and is a Young Living, has been working with Young Living oils for a lot of time and has had a great response for that. But her fiance has had such issues, and he works basically in manufacturing on cement flooring, so I suggested that they try the insoles. The benefit really was that she comes into my house fairly frequently, so she's around all of the products, and she's like, I need to know what's in that, and why are there rocks in the water? I need to understand that more. And so when she comes in, she has a big glass of water, and she gets to experience all of that. And through Alex, who's my pet distributor, I had met Nikki, who signed up yesterday as well. And she and her husband actually run the small massage facility where I've been renting a room. So I've actually been seeing them every Wednesday, so they've been exposed to the product every Wednesday, and they have an opportunity to sit down and hear what I'm saying, which has been great. And it's been sort of like a one-on-one appointment with them the last couple of weeks that I've been there, and just had the opportunity to answer all of their questions, really, and just have them sit. I build a wellness home in their little room that I rent, which looks like a living room, which is all couches and lovely little lamps and table, bedside tables and coffee tables. And it really was that I invited them just because I was renting their room. So, and then when they said, you know, well, we don't need to come through, and I said, well, why don't you join us? and, you know, hear what we have to say and learn a little bit more of the products, because they go exactly hand in hand with the massage and all of the work that you do in your facility anyhow. So now they're seeing the way that perhaps they can incorporate a lot of the products into what they're already offering their clientele. And they're actually already planning on having some clients look at products this weekend and inviting people to come to our next Wednesday event. So it's very optimistic.
Fantastic. So congratulations mm-hmm. to two new you. People. And it's just, you know, just people that were in your life and just mm-hmm. sharing. And so, yeah, there's just so many ways. It's mostly just getting into conversation with people and, you know, listening to them and then inviting them to, you know, either come to your home, you know, take a look at something like the water. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Also on the call today is David and Janet Anderson, and they just sponsored a new person directly, plus one of their team members just sponsored a new person. David, would you like to share how did you get into conversation with these people and invite them to take a look?
Sure. The basic way that I invite people is often in the cold market, and one of the persons was just a cold call to a person off a real estate list. It was using Todd Falcone's script, which, you know, basically we identify ourselves as collaborative entrepreneur and are looking for people with entrepreneurial mentalities who are open to that. And I usually have just a brief conversation, you know, and then when I'm introducing, for me, I do identify myself as Nikan. I think it's important for them to know the company. And sometimes a lot of times I just ask, well, have you heard of Nikan? Because for the most part, you know, 99% of people have not heard of Nikan and have about a one-sentence or two-sentence description of it. But that has worked well for me. It's, you know, I get a lot of no's on the phone, but if I sit down and have an hour calling session, you know, I've had good results getting those people. And so two of the people that I've signed up this year have been from those cold calls. Now, the second the couple that we signed up last week was we had gotten into a massage school clinic the same way, and it was then once in the clinic, it was asking, well, who else do you know that might be interested? And so it was an internal referral. I did come across one person today who thanked me. He said, his parents and his wife's parents had been involved in Amway, and they'd never been told what the company was. So to me, I always believe it's important to get across that and to be proud of the fact we're Nikan, we're network marketing, we're proud of that, we're redesigning and taking that whole business model to a new level. Then it's out there right at the front to deal with, so there aren't any surprises.
That's awesome. Can you share a little bit more? I mean, like, just kind of say what you say when you call, you ring, ring, you know, hi, John, this is David Anderson. I mean, just go through your script a little bit.
Be like, hi, Ron, how are you doing today? I was in the Colectivo coffee shop, and I picked up your card off the bulletin board there. It looks like you're trying to grow your business. Congratulations on having an active business. And they'll usually say, thank you. And then I'll say, well, I am not calling about real estate today. I am a collaborative entrepreneur with a company called Nikan, and I'm looking for people who are open to entrepreneurial activities. If there were a dynamic preventative wellness company that is growing exponentially in 38 different countries, would you be, and everybody needs it, would you be willing to sit down and have half an hour, 45 minutes worth of coffee with me to hear about this? And, you know, that sentence usually, depending on how it is, I'll change a little bit, but I talk about something, how we're an exciting, growing company, and just ask, right now, are you interested in listening to that kind of opportunity. And some people, and there, I mean, I don't know if it was Dave Johnson who said it or where whoever said it, but we're looking for people that are looking. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to try to convince somebody on the phone here. I'm going to see, does it tickle some of their interests? And, you know, if they say, depending on whatever they say, I'll maybe run one additional option. But I'm surprised. I mean, realtors are entrepreneurial. Right now it's a really hot time in, you know, it's spring in Wisconsin, so they're busy. But they're entrepreneurial. Massage therapists, of course, we align with their practice so much that that's a way. Then it's something, it's a slightly different line to say, you know, we're a wellness company. Our values align totally with your practice. We have technologies that can help you deliver even a better service to your clients. And again, then, are you open to meeting briefly? And, you know, it's pretty simple and straightforward. And I think it's a matter of having confidence in the tone and believing in the value of what we offer and being nice on the phone. I mean, one of the things is, particularly with toll people, if you're calling them at their business, they start out nice because it's their business. So there's a professional etiquette. And if we match that professional etiquette, we get treated in a my experience is I get treated in a professional manner. You know, people thank me for the call, whether they're interested or not. So it's not it can still feel good just in terms of making the call and connecting with people and noting those people where things might. If somebody says, "Well, no, right now isn't worth," you know, then I ask, what does right now mean? Listen, or I might say, well, you know, if it's not right now, should I call you back in 1 month or should I call you back in 10 years? And people will laugh at that. So then they'll say, you know, then they'll maybe say, well, what's going on right now? You know, if they've got somebody who's getting married, if they've got a marriage in the family or problems, you know, people will talk a little bit if you just sort of start that. And so I guess the basics are to open up with a compliment. They're busy, so just quickly announce who I am and what I'm doing and ask if they are collaborative entrepreneurs or if they want to get something that would extend their service, particularly with those two. And right now I've been going on a string of realtors and massage therapists. You know, I went through a month with podiatrists, and that didn't really work very well. I don't know who I'll do. I mean, I regularly, you know, go to my chamber to find warmer contacts, but those cold contacts is really what has given our business some boost.
David, one of the things I was excited about, noticing that you sponsored people under people now, so you're going down a leg.
Right, because when they're excited, when you're meeting with somebody and when they're thinking of people that can use the products as we go through that, then it's always, well, who do you know? Who can I help you talk to? And then do that. Because the people that I signed up, they're really still in the process. They've crossed the line where I built a connection to Nikan, but you know, they're new. They don't know very much. I've also mentioned there is this silver training call on live that's coming up this week that I'm going to at least invite most of my people to. But it's important to, for me, then once you've got somebody, to find people that I can make appointments with. For example, one of my acupuncturists did not want to do the business. He likes to gives the products to his people. But I asked him, say, there's a bunch of cards in your office. Are any of those people that have their cards in your office people that I should call? And so he went and looked at the cards in his office. He didn't even know who all they were. And he gave me a chiropractor and a naturopathic doctor. I called them, too, and I said, hey, you know, my acupuncturist, Joe, had mentioned that you might be interested in hearing about Nikan. Have you ever heard about it? And one of them actually had, and had used the products long ago, but she was open to it. So I got two appointments because I was using somebody else's name. So it always helps. It always helps to ask for referrals and to be able to use a name. And I'd ask Joe if I had permission to use his name. You know, do I have permission to say that you said to call those? So it's important to respect all those relationships. But assume that we have something of terrific, great value. And our idea is to extend an invitation with warmth and enthusiasm and in a professional way. The end.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, it's just so exciting, David. I'm so proud of you guys because, you know, once you branch out into the cold market, you know, it's unlimited. I mean, you'll never run out of people to talk to. And then when you, just like you shared, when you find out who those people know and those people know.
And it turns into a warm market.
Yeah, and then it turns into a warm
market. Right.
But you'll just, you know, you'll always have plenty of people. And I just get, you know, that's just awesome. And like you're sharing, you know, it's really not that scary when you use a professional approach. And they're professionals. I mean, these people, I know when we were realtors, we were very open to giving and receiving referrals. I mean, or taking looks at various things. Usually it was something they were selling to us like a way to advertise or something. But, you know, it's just part of a professional life. And so yeah, you just fit right in. And once you get used to it, I can, you know, when you're comfortable, I can tell you're real comfortable with it. It just opens up unlimited opportunities. So congratulations, you guys, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Let's read a few more of these names of people that have sponsored. Carolyn Jacobson and Wanda Beals, that's a new one under Dave and Janet, and Joan Stein under Kathy Ford, and Carol Ann Hall. So
I've spoken to two new people, and she's pretty new herself in Sam and Ron's group. So congratulations,
yeah,
to all you guys. I see that we're kind of over time, but I had just two more little things. Denny Rogers, who is of Royal Diamond and Ruth and Dennis Williams group, when he had first joined, he was very excited about me, Ken. But he just wasn't getting any place. He was a sheet metal worker. He had his own business. He was out and about. He was sharing with people. But he was
about these wonderful
magnetic
things.
Yeah, I think he was just talking about the product and nothing. He wasn't going any place. So he was pretty discouraged, and he talked to Dennis Williams. And then what he started saying is everybody that he saw out and about, everybody, you know, the other workers, people whose house they were at, the building they were at, whatever. You know, who do you know that would like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 a month? And I mean, that's what he'd say. And he was really busy, and people maybe they'd say, well, what is it? You know, I might be interested. And he'd say, you know, I don't have time to talk, but come over to our house on Tuesday night. He'd hand them, you know, his little card or something with his address and the time. Anyway, his business really took off. So I just wanted to share that. Again, that was a way to just start talking to lots of people. And another thing I want to just say is, you know, we want to talk like a real person, just like Ruth Lowe that I shared what she said, and Pam, and just like David Anderson and Julie shared. I mean, just be a real person, not salesy, not hypey, and don't be attached to the outcome. You know, it's not personal rejection. It just might not be the right time for them. And really master the art of asking questions and listening, finding out what's going on in their life, what could make a difference for them right now, and sharing testimonials like we talked about earlier, how powerful that is to share the testimonials, the YouTubes, the links, and do good follow-up. Don't think people are going to call you. You know, even if they're interested, they're probably not going to call you back. It happens once in a while, but if you were to count on that to build your business, it would be a long time. So the follow-up is just so key, is just to keep following up with people.
And Karen, by the way, Nancy Glide did send us the link to the YouTube with Brody Crane, the Bone Health, and So we'll send that out.
Oh, super. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody that was on the call today. I mean, what an awesome team working together, you know, together we can. And just step by step, learning these basics. The most important basic is learning how to invite, because everything else, I mean, you know, you can invite them to a presentation that somebody else is doing, Dave or Reed or Brody. So the most important thing, I mean, all of the skills are really good, but the most important one is the gateway one, is to learn how to invite. So thanks again, everybody, being on, and let's all do our homework of doing more three-way calls and to you know, call or ask for appointments this week, either text or in person or over the phone, and, you know, go for at least 10, inviting 10 people to take a look.
And call us when you get into motion with somebody. When you sponsor them, please do three-way calls with your upline so to introduce them, so they know that there's a team working together to help.
Yeah, community. Okay, you're awesome, you guys. Yay, team.
Blessings to all of you. We love
you. Oh, I see Ruth. But Ruth came in. Yay, Ruth. We were quoting
Ruth, you missed your...
We were quoting you.
love you. Let's see. Anyway, where is it?
Unmute everybody.
Oh, I don't know where it is.
Conference muted.
All right, guys. Thank you, everyone.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.